Let the church say amen. Amen. God is a good God. God don't ever change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, could you please turn with me back to the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 5th through the 13th verse. Amen, amen. This will be the second part of our 3-part series about prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's Matthew 6, 5 through 13. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you're able to stand for the reading of God's word, please do so, giving reverence unto the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And it reads, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men, that they may be seen, I'm sorry, in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their rewards. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet.
That's right.
And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which sees in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him.
That's right.
After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearers of his holy word.
Yes.
Amen. 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 We start our second part of the title of prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Because prayer is our communication with God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It is our direct line to the throne of God.
Amen.
Like I said last week, without prayer, our walk with God become weak.
Yes, sir.
As no communication with God take place.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. How can we have a relationship with someone that we don't even speak to?
All right.
Amen. 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 Jesus gave us the examples on how to pray.
That's right.
Amen. He said, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Yeah.
Thy kingdom come.
Yeah.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Amen, amen. Last week we talked about our Heavenly Father, who we should pray to.
That's right.
Amen, amen, amen. And in verse 9, when Jesus said, after this manner, and what he's saying, church, is pray like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pray like this.
That's right.
Jesus gave us the example on how to pray.
Yes,
amen. If you want God to do something for you, you got to go to him and pray.
That's yeah. Right. Amen.
It is good for us all to pray for one another.
Yes,
but church, we got to learn how to pray for ourselves.
Yeah.
Amen. God want to hear from you.
All right.
Amen. He already know what you need.
Yeah.
But he want to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You ain't got to use all these big words talking to God. Words you can't even pronounce. Amen. You go and talk to God.
Amen.
Amen. He said you go and talk to him in secret.
Amen.
Amen. He will reward you openly.
Amen.
You got to realize when you go and talk to God, in between you and God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. But one thing, you can't talk to him with the TV on.
Amen. All right.
You can't talk to God with the radio on.
Amen.
You can't talk to God when somebody else is talking to you.
Amen.
Amen. Because you're not giving him your undivided attention.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Because while everything else going on, you can't even hear from him. You don't even know what he's saying to you. Because you got all types of distraction. Amen, amen. Before we begin our prayer, it is important to understand that our Heavenly Father is still sitting on the throne.
Yes, sir.
He's still on the throne, church.
Amen.
Regardless on what this world may seem like, God is still on the throne.
All right.
Amen. And he's not having lost any battles. He hadn't been defeated.
That's right.
He's still God Almighty. He's still the Alpha and Omega. He's still the King of Kings. He's still the Lord of Lords. He's still the Creator of everything. He's still the Savior of the world.
Amen.
Amen. God is still that.
Yes.
And if you want to know why things are happening in his world, have a little talk with Jesus.
Yes, sir.
He'll tell you. Amen, amen, amen. Because church, we got to be of the right frame of mind when we pray.
Amen, amen.
And it starts out in our mind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It starts in our mind. It starts out with our understanding of who God is.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because church, you got to know who you pray to.
Yeah, right.
You got to know who you pray to.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You got to know who you pray to.
Amen.
You got to know. Because if you don't know who you pray to, you can be praying to anybody.
Yeah.
You can be praying to Buddha. Mm-hmm. You can be praying. You can be praying to Confucius.
Mm-hmm.
You can be praying. You can be praying. I need to say it right. You praying.
My Lord.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right.
We got to understand why our prayer start with our understanding, and it start off in our mind.
Yeah.
Why pray to a God that you don't really believe can help you with your problems? Can God help you with your problem?
Amen. Amen.
That's why we need to pray to him.
Amen.
That's why we need to pray to him.
Amen.
Why pray to a God who your faith does not really have confidence in? See, a lot of times when we pray, we don't have faith that God can help us. We lack faith. See, the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Right. Yeah.
If you don't believe that God can help you in your situation, why pray to him?
All right.
Why pray? God can help you in every situation, every circumstance that may come up in your life. And you can't waver in your faith. You cannot waver in your prayers. If I pray to him, I don't know whether he's going to do it or not. You might well don't even pray.
My Lord.
Because you got the wrong mindset to start.
Yeah.
Remember I said it started with your mind?
Yeah.
It started out with your mind, how you're thinking.
That's right.
Yeah. And understanding who God is.
Amen.
Hey, I just said he's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's everything. Everything. So why not pray to someone that has everything, that can do all things but fail?
Yes, sir.
Amen. If you're going to pray to God, you got to recognize that he hears your prayer.
Amen.
And he has the power and the authority to cause a miracle to happen in your life.
Yes, sir.
Amen, amen. Yes, sir. The miracles are still going on in our world today.
Amen.
They are still going on in our world today. Amen, amen. James 1:17 tells us that every good gift and every perfect gift
That's right.
Is from above.
Yes, sir.
And coming down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shallow or turning. Amen, amen. That variableness is what it means, church, that God don't change.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Okay.
You know how we change our mind. You know how we confuse sometimes. God never confused. God is always the same. Amen. And he said, come down from the Father of light. See, the light represents enlightenment. Amen. And enlightenment means to have an understanding. Have an understanding. Before your prayers, before you pray to God, before your prayers to God can make a difference, there needs to be an enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be an understanding.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. And this enlightenment, church, is called faith.
Well,
amen. It's called faith. Mm-hmm. See, faith, you see, supersede what the natural eye can see.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It goes beyond the circumstances and the moment of understanding and receive God's will for your situation.
Amen.
Amen. Like I said, Hebrews 11:6 tell us without faith, it's impossible to please God. So church, when you go and pray to God, do you believe what you're praying for? Do you know who you're talking to? Do you believe? Or do you wonder? Or do you waver? See, a lot of us waver. They don't, because they don't know God. See, they don't know what God can do. See, that's why you waver in your faith. You don't know. See, you got to know that you know, that you know that God hear your prayer and he will answer your prayer. You can't see it, but you got to believe it. See, I wasn't there when they crucified my Savior. I wasn't there when he carried that old rugged cross.
That's right.
I wasn't there when they whipped him all night long.
Yeah.
Amen. I wasn't there. But I believe.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I believe in my heart that he took all that punishment.
Yes, sir.
For you and for me.
Amen.
I believe it in my heart.
All right. Amen.
Amen. I believe it in my heart that God died for our sin. Mm-hmm. Amen. And I believe it in my heart that he's sitting on the right hand of the Father.
Yeah.
Amen, amen, amen. See, sister, you got to understand faith is just like having a conviction. Mm-hmm. It's just like having a conviction, a strong belief.
Yes, sir.
Amen, being sure.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, on what you believe in. Amen, amen. You gotta understand, just like our soldiers on the battlefield, they got a conviction.
Well,
they got a conviction. They believe.
That's right.
What they stand for.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. They believe it. That is a conviction. You got to believe beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Because you got to understand, church, conviction is something that you might have that the rest of the world don't have.
Don't have.
Amen, amen, amen. That is conviction. You believe something regardless of what the rest of the world believe in.
Okay.
Amen. A lot of people in the world don't believe Jesus died.
Amen.
But I believe it.
Amen.
Yep. Amen. I believe that God can do all things. A lot of people don't believe it.
That's right.
Amen, amen, amen. You got to have that conviction.
Amen.
Amen. So when we pray, church, we realize that, that prayer is more than just rattling out a bunch of words.
Yes,
amen. It's more than just a repetition of memorized prayer. Amen. Amen. Prayer is something that releases our faith in God.
Amen.
It's something that connects us to God.
Yeah.
I'm talking about our prayer. See, a lot of us don't know how to pray.
Well, yeah.
That's why I'm trying to teach us. That's why I'm trying to teach you how to pray and what to pray for.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because if your heart is not right, well, God does not hear your prayers, church.
Amen.
Psalm 66 says, if you have iniquity in your heart, God does not hear you. If you hate one another, God does not hear you.
Yes,
if you don't love one another, we got to love one another.
Yes.
Regardless of what the situation is. And if you got malice in your heart,
All right.
God don't hear you.
All right.
I want some people that can get some prayers up.
Yes, sir.
For me.
Yes, sir.
I don't want nothing hinder my prayers.
Amen.
Amen. I want some strong prayer warriors that can get some prayers up.
Yes.
Because I want God to come and see about me.
Yes.
I don't want no prayer to hit here and come back down.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I want some strong prayer. I want some conviction that you believe what you're talking about.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Some of you say, the problem I got, it's too hard. It's too hard. Hey, it's too hard. Don't nobody going through this but me. Hey, I hate to bust your bubble. You ain't the only one going through something. Amen. Everybody going through something. Amen. Ain't no situation too big for God. Amen. 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 You trying to tell me your problem bigger than God? You trying to tell me your situation is bigger than God? Amen. Amen. It's bigger than the one that sit on the throne, that look high, that sit high and look low. Amen. If your problem is bigger than the one that spoke this world into existence, amen. You can tell me your problem is bigger than the one that breathed life into a man.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You mean to tell me your problem is too big for him to take a rib out of man to make woman?
Yes, sir.
You trying to tell me your problem is bigger than that?
Yes.
God help us all.
Yes, sir.
Your problem is minute of what God can do.
Yes, sir.
God can do anything and everything.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jeremiah 32:27 says, behold, I am the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. 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 Is it anything too hard for me? God can do all things.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Created the universe.
Yeah.
Amen. What make you think that he can't come and see about you?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God.
Amen.
There's nothing he cannot do. Amen. See, God want to do it.
Yes, sir.
He want to bless us.
Yes, sir.
But we block
Amen.
Our blessing.
Amen.
We block our blessing.
Amen.
God want to heal us.
Yes, sir.
God want to deliver us.
Mm-hmm.
God want to strengthen us.
Mm-hmm.
God want to lead us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. But how can he lead us when we don't want to be led?
Yes, sir.
Amen. How? And he want to speak to us, but we turn a deaf ear to him. Amen. You got to hear that still small voice of God speaking to you. And he come in that still small voice. Now God can come in the roaring thunder now.
Yes,
now if he choose to.
Right, yeah.
Now don't think he can't now.
Right.
God can do that if he wants to. Why? Because he is God.
Amen.
And he can do all things.
Amen.
But that small still voice that he speak to us, telling us what we must do.
Yes, sir.
Amen, amen, amen. And Matthew 7:11 say, if then being evil, talking about us, huh?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
If ye then being evil,
mm-hmm,
know how to give good gifts unto your children.
Yeah.
How much more shall your Father which is in heaven Give good things to them that ask him. God, church, want to bless us. God want to bless us. Amen, amen. God has been so good to us. He brought us from a mighty, mighty long ways. So we understand today that to pray means to understand that he wants to bless us. It means to understand that he has the power to change our situation. Now, if you want your situation changed, you pray to God.
Amen.
If you don't want your situation changed, you ain't praying to God.
Amen.
You want to be in that situation.
Amen.
You want to be in it.
Right.
Because if you pray to God to help, to ask God to get you out of that situation, he will do it.
Amen.
I'm a living witness. He will do it.
Amen.
But church, we got to do something.
Right.
We got to do something. God tell us to do something. We want God to do everything for us.
Right.
We want God. We don't want to do nothing.
You're right.
God tell us to stand up. He's going to make a way for us to get a job. Will you want to go out?
I know.
We want the job to come to us.
I know.
We want the God to come. And we pray to God, God, I need a raise.
Right.
You go to work late every day.
Come on now. Go ahead.
Leave early. Don't want to do your job. You want a raise? First, you got to take care of your responsibility.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
You got to take care of your responsibility.
Amen.
We want God to do everything for us.
Amen.
Want God to do everything. We got to do something on our own.
Amen.
We got to take up our cross.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And it's like a little rain gonna fall.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If it ain't never fell on you yet, keep on living.
Amen.
A storm is coming.
All right.
Way on the ocean. And it's moving this old way.
All right.
And if your soul anchored in Jesus,
yes.
You will surely,
yes, sir,
drift,
yes, sir,
away.
Yes, sir.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Verse 9 tells us, hallowed is his name.
Yes.
Amen. A lot of take the Lord thy name in vain.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. God's name is hallowed. Amen. Amen. That means holy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. It means separate from profane things that dedicated to God.
That's right.
Amen. It's important for us to understand something about his name.
Yeah.
See, a lot of us don't know about his name.
Yes, sir.
His name is holy.
Amen.
Amen. We take God's name in vain sometimes.
Amen.
Amen. Because we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
That's it.
Amen. How do we don't know? Because we don't want to know.
Right.
Some of us don't want to know. Some of us don't put time in to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, we come to church. But it's something that you got to do on the outside of the church. When the last time you picked up the Bible and read it?
All right.
When the last time you went to prayer to God?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And don't say that I don't understand the King James Version. They got so many different translations of the Bible that you can't help but to understand.
That's right.
Amen. And then if you can't read it, they got to just speak to you.
Yeah. All right.
Don't tell me you can't hear God's word.
Right.
Amen. And then the more you hear, the more you can meditate on it.
Yes.
But if you don't take the time out to read it, how can you know who you're praying to?
Amen.
How can you know that hallowed is his name?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. And he is our heavenly Father.
Yes, sir.
Matthew 1:21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt came and call his name Jesus.
That's right.
For he shall save his people from their sin.
Mm-hmm.
Luke 2:21, and it said, and when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus,
uh-huh,
which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in his womb, in the womb. Acts 4:12 tell us, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Right.
Acts 10:43 tell us, to him give give all the prophet witnesses that through his name, whosoever believes in him shall receive remission of sin. Hey, I'm keep going. Luke 24 and 47 tell us, and that repentance and remission of sin shall be preached in his name among all nations. Beginning at Jerusalem. Amen, amen. I ain't finished yet. Hebrews 13 and 15 said, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise. God continuously, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. We must understand, church, today, that it is only through the authority of his name that we have salvation.
That's right.
Amen, amen. If it were not for him,
I know.
Amen, I'm talking about Jesus.
Right.
If it were not for him, there would be no hope in this world today.
Amen.
Amen. We will be all lost.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. We'll be like a ship without a sail.
Yes.
Amen. 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 There's not one person in this world that is good enough.
That's right.
To make it to heaven on their own.
You're right.
Amen.
You're right.
Amen. 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 Romans 3 and 10 has it written, there's none righteous.
That's right.
No, not one.
Amen.
We understand today, church, that we are dependent on the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Deuteronomy 5 and 11 say, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain.
Yes, sir.
For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Amen, church. That is a warning to us.
Yes,
amen, amen. I'm so glad that we are in his grace today. Amen. Amen. How many of us would be without a hope if that was not for the grace of God? Hey, church, I'm living on the new mercies.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because his grace is sufficient.
Yes, sir.
Amen, amen. Where could I go but
yes,
to the Lord?
Yes,
amen, amen, amen. God is me. God has been so good to us.
Yes, Lord.
He brought us from a mighty, mighty long ways. Amen, amen. Without the name of Jesus, we will all be lost.
Yeah.
Without the name of Jesus, no one prayers could be answered.
Right.
Without the name of Jesus, sin could not be remitted. Without the name of Jesus, hell will run rampant in our life.
Right.
It is the name of Jesus that shut Satan's mouth. It is the name of Jesus that stopped the work of hell in our life.
Amen,
amen. Amen. A lot of us got a lot of stuff going on.
Well,
amen. If you want to get rid of some things in your life,
all right,
you better turn them over to Jesus.
Right.
You better turn them over to him.
Right.
Amen. What is the word? What is some of the first words we say when we're in trouble? What are some of the first things we say when we're in trouble? Or when we sick or something like that? We say, Lord, have mercy.
Right.
Amen. 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 So, see, some of us don't even know him, and we still say it.
Amen.
Because we know if we say it, amen, he'll have mercy on us. Amen. Philippians 2 and 10 say that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow.
Yes, sir.
Of things in heaven and things in earth,
yes, sir,
and things under the earth.
That's right.
The name of Jesus has authority, church.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
It has authority, church. It has authority. Amen. So why don't we utilize? Why don't we utilize, church? Why don't we utilize? People always say, pray for me.
I know.
And I sometimes say, when last time you prayed for yourself?
Yes, sir.
I can pray for you all day long.
All day.
But God don't want to, he won't hear from me yet. That's, we call that intercessory prayer.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But God won't hear from you.
Amen.
God wants you to tell him what's on your heart.
Amen.
God wants, see, he already know what you need.
Right.
But he want to hear from you.
Right.
But if you don't go and talk to him, how do he, Lord help us.
All right.
Lord help us.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Lord help us.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes we just need to fall down on our knees.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And say, Lord, help me.
That's right.
The sinner that I am. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. There are some things that you can only change when you change your atmosphere.
Yes, sir.
When you change your surroundings.
All right.
Amen. Sometimes you got to let some things go.
Yes, sir.
You got to let some things go.
Yes,
if you still being involved with the mess, but you want God to bless you, but you're still involved in the mess. God can bless you like that. The Bible says, come from among him and be ye separated. Amen, amen, amen. We are living in a world today, church, that men call right wrong and wrong right. Amen, amen. They try to push stuff on us. Amen, want us to conform to this world. But the Bible says, don't conform to this world, but be ye transformed.
Amen.
Amen. By the renewing of your mind. Because if you ain't thinking, you're thinking the same way, you haven't changed. You haven't changed. Amen. You cannot battle some of the things in your life thinking carnal.
That's right. That's right.
You cannot battle things in your life with a carnal mind.
That's right.
Some things have to be changed in the heavenly realm before they can be changed on this earth.
That's
why he said in 2 Chronicles, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from all wicked ways. Amen. You want to hear from heaven? Start praying. Start praying. Start believing. Start trusting. Start following God. But when you call upon the name of Jesus, you're calling upon someone with authority. Amen, amen, amen. And he got all the angels by his side. Amen. He can call on them when he needs them. When you call on the name, you're calling on the name that has power to change the circumstance of your life. Amen. When you call on the name of Jesus, you're calling on the name that has power to stop Satan in his tracks. Amen. Amen. A lot of us don't want to change because we are content. We are happy in our present situation. Church, I'm not happy in my situation because I know I can do better. Each and every day of our life. I know I can do better. That's why I try to do better. Some of us are so content in what we got and what we have. No. Don't be content with that. There's always something better in Jesus Christ. Satan got you full of weak. Satan got you bamboozled, thinking that you can't have this and you can't have that.
That's right.
But change needs to come in our life. Stop doing the same thing over and over again. You ain't getting nowhere. You done tried everything else. Now why not try God? But you got to give God your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole body and soul. You can't give God half of it. He don't want half of it. He'll spit it out of his mouth. God want it all.
Yes, sir.
Trying to serve God.
Yes, sir.
When we want to serve him. Trying to come to church when we want to come. Trying to read a Bible when we want to read a Bible. Want to pray when we want to pray. It ain't about you. It's about Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
It's about Jesus. Because none of us can do nothing without
him.
Them houses we got, God gave them to us. Them jobs we got, God gave them to us. Them clothes on our back, God gave them to us. The air that we breathe, God gave it to us. The shoes on our feet, God gave it to us.
That's not preaching.
You can't do nothing in and of yourself. It's only through Jesus Christ. To the Father on the right hand side. Say, God, go ahead and give them to them. They're my son. Lord, help us all today.
Yes.
I mean, who's a person think that they wake up on their own?
Yeah.
That God ain't done nothing for them.
Amen.
Amen. If you here today, if you here today, he done something. You might not want to recognize.
Yeah.
He done something. He woke you up this morning. You ain't on one. You ain't on nobody cooling, boy. You ain't looking up with your eyes stitched together. Another opportunity to get it right. Amen. To get it right. Come in the ark of safety right now while the blood run warm in your veins. Don't wait till I'm going to come to church when I get myself together. You ain't going to never get yourself together. Come in the ark of safety right now. People always complaining talking about, ain't I'm a hypocrite at the church. Lord help us all. I'd rather be here at the church with a bunch of hypocrites than a big on the outside. Talking about your church.
Yeah.
Talking about ain't nothing but a bunch of hypocrites at the church.
Yeah.
Who you think you are? Yeah. You don't. You can't get church at home. You got to come out, be in a fellowship, communion with the brothers and sisters. Lord, help us today. Come on, I get my church at home. You go on and continue thinking you can get it at home. We all ain't right. All of us got some issues. All of us got some stuff going on with us. All of us, I can't point my finger at you because I got 3 pointers right back at me. It kills me when people talk that mess. Baby, I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear. Go tell it to somebody. Go tell your broken story to somebody else. Because I don't want to hear. Don't bring it in me. Keep it to yourself. I ain't care about what nobody say. Because I know who I serve. And I know what I'm trying to do. Because I'm on my way to heaven.
That's right.
And I ain't turning around.
Yeah.
And if I sit there and entertain the mess, it's just slowing me down.
Yeah.
That's all it's doing. It's just slowing me down. And you can't slow me down. Because I'm on my way to heaven. Amen. Because God promised me a mansion. And I want mine right now.
Yeah.
I want mine. I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring.
Yeah.
But right now, I know that I got Jesus.
Yeah.
And I don't need nobody else. I got Jesus. I don't need nobody else. Amen. He's a great master painter. He's a heart regulator. I'm talking about Jesus here. I'm talking about Jesus. He'll make your day brighter and your burden lighter. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. You can talk about me. You can turn your back on me. But God got me right now. God got me right now. God got me right now.
Yeah.
God got me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to trust in
it.
I'm going to depend on it. Because our is his name.
That's right.
His name is to be respected.
Yes.
His name to be honored.
Yes.
His name to be revered.
Yes.
His name to be blessed.
Yes.
Higher than any other name. The one with all authority. The one that saved. The one that healed. The one that can change your situation. I'm talking about Jesus right now. I'm talking about Jesus right now. Because hallowed is his name. Amen, amen. There may be one today that don't know the Jesus that I'm talking about. There may be one here today that don't know this God who served, who saved a wretch like me. There may be one here today that is backslidden. There may be one today that want to rededicate your life to God. There may be one today that want to give your life to God. God will forgive you right now. God will forgive you for all your sin. All you got to do is just step out of house and have faith.
Amen.
Have faith in Jesus. And believe that he raised Jesus from the dead. The Bible says thou shalt be saved. Step out of house. Are you tired of your present situation? If you want God to move in your life, try Jesus.
Yes.
Try Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
The doors are open.
Amen.
The invitation is extended. Come to Jesus, church, while you have time.